Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 35, and today we have some people. We got Alex and Matt. What's up,
hey,
guys? And then we have Chase returning, sitting here not saying anything. And then my friend Josh.
Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
All right, so we haven't had an episode in a long time. So,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, that's a good question, Chase.
That's not.
How come?
Because we've all been busy. We've been very busy. And everybody's working at different times. And Nick moved to San Francisco. And I don't know. It's just been ridiculous
it
times.
It doesn't sound like a very good excuse.
So, Adam, did you fail calculus?
No, I passed calculus.
What
actually.
Did you get?
I don't know. I should probably check. Yeah. I think I got a B of some sort.
Check right now.
Check right now? No.
Yep.
I'll check right now.
Do it.
It's
important information.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about 3D gaming.
I'll get you started.
Oh, very nice. I don't think we're going to do Adam's News Hour because it's been like a month and a half and there's way too much news and I haven't had time to keep up with it. But is there anything you guys can think of off the top of your head that you want to talk about?
Mary Louise Parker from Weeds?
No. Sure.
Yes, very good looking.
Character.
Very good looking.
Yeah, she's really hot. I was just looking at pictures of her on IMDb.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah. So I've got like a boner right now.
Nice.
You know, that show reintroduced me to how hot that Alanis Morissette is, actually, this past season.
The only time she's ever been hot is in that show.
I mean, she did stand naked in front of a mirror in that one music video.
I know, the only time I ever found her attractive was in Weeds, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And what's weird is I've talked to like four other people who thought the same
thing.
I got
a B in calculus.
For boner.
There you go.
But I just wanted to bring everyone's attention to that. Don't watch Weeds though, because it's a pretty bad show now. But just look up the good scenes online if you know what I mean.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
I mean the weed smoking scenes because so
of course.
They're getting hella high. 420.
All right, so. I know you guys haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
So don't talk about it.
But we're
I read the book in the books.
That's good.
Do you want me to give my review of the books real fast?
Sure, why not?
Better than the movie.
Oh!
They actually say that in the movie.
I know.
Spoilers.
Because I wrote that into the script.
Well, good job.
I got to have one line in there and I'm like, might as well make the best one.
All right, well, good. Good job, Matt. We're proud of you.
Thanks.
But, yeah, everybody go see it, even if you haven't read the books, you think?
Yeah.
Or should you read the books first?
Well, no, I don't think you should make it a prerequisite to see the movie.
If you enjoy the movie, read the books.
That'll work.
There's more, you know, then you get to get a little more into it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to...
Hey, speaking of movie versus comic book, that I recently read the comic book a long time after I saw the movie... Kick-Ass.
The comic's way better.
I hated the comic book. It sucked.
It's better than the movie.
it's got
so,
the comic's movie, got some pretty bad reviews.
The movie is probably my favorite movie of the year so far.
Really?
Oof.
I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim yet, but
I think Scott Pilgrim's got it beat by far.
I'm willing to open my mind to that. I just haven't seen it yet. Because everyone went at the midnight showing last night, and I mean, I have to be at work at 6 o'clock.
Well, you're a punk.
So
no, he's just responsible. He's more responsible than you are.
Whatever.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't mind if I did a job where I wasn't sitting. If I go to my job and I have to sit down all day, I will fall asleep on the phone with someone. And then I will get fired.
Although I have to disagree as far as best comic book movies, aside from Scott Pilgrim, I think The Losers was way better than Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Who the fuck watches that piece of shit? I got for my birthday, it was my birthday 2 weeks ago. Or a week and a half. Nah, yeah, a week and a half ago. And I got my two favorite comic book movies in recent memory.
Or
comic book adaptations, rather. I got Watchmen, the ultimate, or the complete story on Blu-ray, and Kick-Ass on
Blu-ray.
Very
good.
Very nice.
From my friends Clay and Nick.
Matt, do you have a HD TV?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I would hope so if he's getting Blu-rays.
Yeah. Well, he's got a PS3, but... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, Blu-ray, even if I didn't have an HDTV, you might as well buy everything on Blu-ray because future, for the future, in case you ever get an HDTV, and also because they put all the special features on Blu-ray now.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of, wants to have 80 DVDs.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Wait.
What? Josh was trying to make a segue.
Yeah, I know, I just got that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to talk about special features, and I'm like, no, I want to talk about special features.
Well, we can talk about special features.
Let's talk about special features.
Okay, I think it's stupid that, I mean, I understand they want people to upgrade to Blu-ray, but I don't like that movie studios try to, like, force you by going, like, hey, no more special features on your DVDs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, I can't think of any specific examples. Or, like, I know Be Kind, Rewind, no special features on that DVD.
Really? That was a long
Observe
time ago.
Report. Observe and Report, no special features on that DVD.
Fantastic movie, though.
I know, I have it on Blu-ray for the special features. both movies great, and you get them on Blu-ray, and you get all the special features, you get them on DVD, and it's like, hey, Michel Gondry, what's up? Where's my commentary?
He's too busy directing The Green Hornet.
That movie looks so stupid.
It does.
And I'm so sad that I like everyone involved in the movie, and it looks so bad.
We'll have to see.
I saw the trailer before The Other Guys, which, by the way, was really fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a funny movie. Will Ferrell at his finest. His finest role since Elf.
Oh, God, I hated Elf.
Elf is the best movie.
Elf is fantastic.
That he's ever done.
I didn't care for it.
It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. Besides, like, Jingle
All
the
Way. Well, see, I'm Jewish,
so. Santa Claus.
I get offended by that.
Oh, yeah, you fucking watch...
Eight Crazy Nights.
Hanukkah. Nobody...
Oh, God.
You got Eight Crazy Nights. You can take that. You can have it.
All right, well, I don't know, I guess before we start talking about 3D, have you guys been playing anything interesting lately?
I played the Scott Pilgrim game.
Did you buy it?
Oh, sorry. I haven't bought it yet, because Nick bought it, and we played at his house.
Yeah, because we got the demo last night, but I'm going to wait for the Xbox version.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for the Xbox version because the Xbox D-pad sucks, and I wouldn't want to play it on that D-pad.
That's true.
Is it online co-op? Do you know?
No. It's not online.
No online.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I also have been playing StarCraft 2.
Oh, yeah?
And by I've been playing, I mean I bought it and played it the day I bought it, and then I haven't played it since.
Alex, has your life been consumed by StarCraft 2?
Nope, don't have it.
Alex is Korean, Josh.
What? So
Alex is Korean.
Oh, okay.
So.
Nope, don't have it. Don't have a copy of StarCraft 2. Not interested.
What do you mean?
You're a bad person.
He didn't buy... His parents obviously bought him a couple copies.
Right.
In case he wears them out.
A friend of mine actually came back from Korea... the week StarCraft 2 came out here. I don't know if it came out at the same time, but he said Korea has two channels devoted to Blizzard games.
Right.
One channel devoted solely to StarCraft, the other one devoted to Warcraft 3. So if there's any doubt on...
No, I think we've covered this previously that Korea loves their StarCraft.
Yeah, Adam, shut up. You want an Asian wannabe, so... No, but
Josh,
like,
is Asian.
Seriously, because I think there's a chance that people hear these stereotypes and they're like, okay, you know, people are only joking. No, this is seriously, it's seriously big there.
And also
real,
fan
guys.
Death. Do you guys know about fan death?
We're gonna lose Korea in the next.
Do you know about South Korean fan death, Alex? You know,
do you mean?
I don't think so.
People dying like PC buttons, like cyber cafes.
No. South Koreans...
Death by fans. They get chopped up
into
little tiny pieces.
Adam, shut up.
No, they believe that if you sleep at night with in a closed room...
I know this.
You'll die. And it has gone so far there that the government actually puts time... Like, they regulate fans and make sure that there are timers on every electric fan.
Wait, what?
Why?
They have all these like pseudoscience things.
There's a faulty report in Korea, a belief that if you turn on your fan and you have all the doors and windows closed, you will die.
Only when you sleep, though, for some reason.
Their logic is that the fan blows all the air, all the oxygen out of the room.
Oh my god, that's horrifying.
Or it chops up the air molecules. one report.
And the problem with it is, I think it's a urban myth propagated by the Korean government in some ways. Mostly because Korea used to be a third world country in the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s. And to conserve power, people believe that they sent out these faulty reports about, you know, if you leave your fan on, if you leave the energy on, the power on, you will die from horrible, horrible deaths.
Well, no one wants to die like that.
Then it became completely circular, so now the people who are in government
and they just propagate this terrible, stupid, terribly stupid thing. And it, because my mom came into my room and I had done that. Like, I left the fan on and she, like, panicked. God. And I said, what the fuck? Why are you panicking about this? And so when she left, I just, you know, I locked the door and then I left the fan on. And I'm still here today.
Well, you are an anomaly.
Yeah, but not for much longer. You have leukemia.
Yeah, you're going to die anyway, so.
I don't get it. Also, is Josh really Asian?
Yeah, I'm half Japanese.
Oh, okay. He's not Asian. He's a halfie.
Do you have any hot cousins?
Do I have any hot cousins? I have a hot great cousin, actually.
Living in New
Jersey? My mom's cousin. No, not living in New Jersey. Oh,
fucking asshole. Yeah. Shut the fuck up then. Yeah. Fucking Japs in there.
Alex, have you been playing anything?
I played Sin and Punishment.
The second one?
The second one.
Is it hard?
It's hard. It's fun. And then I stopped playing after like 2 weeks because I've been busy. But, if you like treasure games and if you like shooters, this is definitely a game to get. Like, if you love Ikaruga, this is definitely a game to get. I highly recommend
it. Right. So, tell me, have you been playing some shows?
What?
With some? I thought you were playing some shows with some bands.
Yeah, I played a couple of shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I played.
How's that been?
A friend of mine and me are playing at. Play at a place in Somerville, New Jersey, once a month. I think we're playing there probably next week. I played with another band a month ago, and some guy asked us to sign with him. I don't think we're going to do that because I don't want to do it. And I'm on the IMDb now. I have an IMDb entry.
Oh yeah, what's with that?
So I did a friend of mine did a small, short movie, and we did the soundtrack with him, and I got a composer credit, and it got accepted to the Atlantic City Film Festival.
Awesome.
So I might be going to that. So I'm eternally
sweet.
On IMDb.
Wait, aren't you also, are you in the movie too?
No, I just did the soundtrack for the movie. So all the cello parts are me.
Oh, because
very nice.
I thought you were listed in the movie.
No.
Where did you posted that somewhere?
I posted it on the board. Just I posted a link to like me being on IMDb. So I have a PubMed.
It is.
I have a PubMed entry, and I have an IMDb entry. So
just racking them up.
I know. Now I need a Wikipedia entry, and I need to get laid and my PhD, and then I'll be done. That's my bucket list.
Is the girl in the movie hot in real life?
I don't know. I never met her. They all look. They don't look hot though. She's a little chunky.
I'm sorry. She's husky.
Husky. Is that the PC term?
It's okay. My term.
Husky. Like.
I'm more of a like Mac guy.
We decided last night that it's actually not that you're fat. You know, it's just that your intestines are bloated because your intestines, you know, are down by your belly button while your stomach is up a little higher. So people usually think, you know, oh, I'm fat because I eat too much. But
this beer belly.
Yeah.
No, it's beer intestines.
Right. You're just not pooping enough.
Gorged
is the problem.
Intestines.
Yeah.
You guys are really stupid.
It's more than just the bulge. It's also the fat between your layers of skin.
Alex, just because you're a scientist doesn't mean you're always right.
Adam, just because you're a moron doesn't mean you have to open your mouth.
Oh! Snap!
All right, Josh, have you been playing anything interesting?
I don't have time for video games, so no, I haven't been playing
anything. Well, you played something kind of cool last night.
I played DJ Hero last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was all right. It was pretty cool. It hurts my wrist. The damn buttons and spinning that thing, but I mean, it's fun. The music's really good.
It is.
That's about it.
All right. Chase?
I played Limbo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matt, have you been playing Limbo?
I didn't get it. Nick got it. I watched him play for a while.
All right. Well, Chase, why don't you tell us a little bit about Limbo?
Limbo is a platform game based on physics and simple puzzle solving with a really nice visual style. It's kind of what I found most appealing to it. Also, the gameplay is very fun. The story is very vague at best.
I don't like all that violence.
There is a lot of, strange, you know. It reminds me very much of, like, a kind of surreal version of, like, Lord of the Flies, especially when he meets the other kids. But anyway.
Yeah, I just don't approve of it.
Well, you can turn it off. Graphic. There is an option for you.
I don't think you should be able to turn it on, though.
Does it spurt out double rainbows?
No, yeah, exactly.
No, it's almost
a triple rainbow.
Chase actually saw almost a triple rainbow.
I actually saw a nearly double rainbow. It wasn't a complete double rainbow, but there was one very, very, very vibrant rainbow, and then and just above it was another.
Hey guys,
you know, average to below average rainbow.
You guys ever seen a double penny?
What is a double penny?
Double penetration.
Well,
in real life,
we got that picture of you and Alex Eiffel Towering Ash's mom.
That's close.
Yeah, but I don't look like fucking a 1940s Asian cartoon. So
I know. Ah, so funny sending the fan mail, guys.
Have we gotten any fan mail? Well,
yeah, we've gotten a few.
Is it about, like, why we haven't been doing these podcasts?
No. Like, once we stop doing them, nobody cares anymore. Like,
yeah.
But there is one that you have to read, apparently.
Me?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. So, right. Anything else, Chase?
I also have been getting back into playing Monkey Island.
Yeah.
For Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like stuck on it for a while, and then I just kept playing it, but whatever.
Wait, what game? Monkey Ball?
Curse of Monkey Island, the special edition.
Is that like Monkey Ball?
So I don't think it's nothing like Monkey Ball.
Monkeys? I specifically remember in Monkey Ball there was an island.
I just encountered my first monkey.
Well, then it has something to do with Monkey Balls.
And there is an island that is shaped.
You know, that's a very grotesque name for a game.
Monkey Balls?
Super Monkey Ball. Yeah.
Monkey Ball, yeah.
I never really thought about that.
Look at my fucking balls. Look.
Right, seize upon them!
Oh, don't do that. That's gross.
I don't approve of this ball talk, okay?
Yeah. Alright, well, I've been playing. I don't even know. I've been playing a lot.
You played the shit out of some Just Cause 2 today.
I finally found Just Cause 2 for an acceptable price. Got it for $40, but I had some money for my grandma, so I got it for like $15.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I got it today.
You wasted my money.
Chase, for some reason, hates that game. I think it's just despite me.
It's like so outrageous and dumb.
No, he loves it, though.
No.
He does.
Not.
No. So I've been playing the hell out of that today.
Also talk about retro games we were playing? Because I've been playing Mega Man 2 and 3 lately.
Yeah?
Because they're awesome.
Mm.
A 3. Wait.
Did you see the Mega Man, I think it's Mega Man Universe? The trailer for that?
He turns into Ryu and then he turns into Arthur? It's like the clan animation or... Oh, no. It's,
yeah, I saw that. No, that's it.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool. Mm. Oh, can we talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah, sure.
It looks
cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play it. Deadpool's in it.
Yeah.
Madara.
Marvel vs. Zach.
You know, I thought it would be interesting if they had a Capcom versus Atari. I don't know. I just had a dream about that. And, like, Goku was fighting Mega Man. I think it'd be really interesting.
Like Atari or Namco?
What if it was...
Atari. Oh.
Because they're not all owned by Nintendo and Atari.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It should be, like, Nintendo versus
the world.
And then, like, a few other...
There should be Scott Pilgrim versus the world, I think. I think that would be a good game.
Every character
should have,
against
Scott
Pilgrim.
Well, I mean, I think they should have... NES 8-bit...
I think that's kind of the game.
NES 8-bit battle.
Like, everyone in that game... Everyone in that game is out to kill you.
Not everybody.
And Scott Pilgrim, like, only your friends don't fight you.
Yeah, well...
Everyone else, like, the whole world is against you.
Well,
that's probably why it's called Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Wait, what game are we talking about?
Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
He was saying that there should be a game with Scott Pilgrim versus the world, and there is. It's called Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
The game.
The game.
The movie.
No, not the movie. The game.
Right, that book.
Yeah.
King Kong, the movie, the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The man.
So,
the man, the machine.
Anyways, we ready to talk about 3D technology and its ridiculousness?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why not?
All right. 3D technology, it's ridiculous.
Okay, the end.
Can we start with Piranha 3D?
Oh, Jesus Christ. How about we start with,
upset about Jackass 3D?
No.
Virtual Boy being 15 years old?
What's the dancing movie?
Oh, Step Up 3D.
Step Up 3D.
Oh, yeah.
See, what they did is it's really the third Step Up movie, and then they just put a D on it, but then it has, like, double meanings because it's also in 3D. Yeah.
Same with Jackass
3D. Same with Jackass.
That's true.
Jackass,
man,
people are so clever.
So I just can't get over it.
You guys don't know how much I hate Jackass. It's almost infinite.
Jackass. Oh,
insane! The appeal should be there.
I just every time I see those guys, I just want them to die, and not in one of their stunts. If they were doing a stunt, and then afterwards they were stabbed to death, I still wouldn't watch the movie, but I'd respect it.
Well, that's love.
All right.
I fucking hate Steve-O
GM. Was something I read on Kotaku today about some guy, I forget his name, he talked about the technology behind the 3DS. And it was kind of cool because apparently the way I thought it worked is actually how it works.
Oh,
so
you're such a smart guy, aren't you, you dumbass?
I am a smart guy, Alex. Yeah, shut up.
Oh, yeah, it turns out I'm right.
I got a B in calculus.
Adam versus the world. Jesus. Man. So there is a filter in front of the screen that splits the light coming out from the pixels into, like, the different images. So, like, there's certain parts of the light that are going through the left eye and the right eye, and it's kind of similar to, I forget what, like, the actual term for it is, but it's similar to, like, when you cross your eyes to get the 3D effect.
Stereoscopic.
Why are you
3D?
See, the thing is,
it's called stethoscope.
See, Adam, the difference between you and Chase, you try to be smart. Chase is smart.
Oh.
The difference between you and me is I make this look good. And then I just put on some sunglasses.
And you're black.
And I said, hell nah.
Oh, Matt, how do you like Nick getting the little black brothers and sisters?
I respect that. I respect his family.
I thought you would be kind of jealous about that.
Nope.
No? Not at all?
His family's like my family. And I look forward to it growing and developing new relationships with other human beings. Be they from Haiti, be they from some other stupid country nobody cares about that's equally as poor or terrible as Haiti. You know, they can be from anywhere. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you do. As long as I love you.
Are you quoting Scott Pilgrim?
See, I respect what you just said, because not only is that a fabulous song, but it's also a quote from Scott Pilgrim.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, it is. I pointed that out to Josh and Chase last night because they missed it the first time around.
It's so subtle.
It is.
See, that was one of my ways of referencing a movie I've never seen.
Well, there you go. Good job.
I'm really good
at that. But you read the books.
No, it was in the book. It wasn't in the movie, yeah. I don't think.
No, oh, was in the books?
Mm-hmm. Yes, not in the movies.
Okay.
In the
maybe books. I don't know. I just remember that song.
Nah.
You know what's hilarious? If you watch the other guys, Michael Keaton's Grave's a Boss, and he keeps quoting TLC, and that's one of the funniest running gags.
It got really good reviews.
I was so surprised how funny that movie was. Yeah, it was. It's my favorite Adam McKay movie.
You know, it's got Eva Mendes in it.
It does have Eva Mendes in it.
You know what else was a good movie? Inception.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
it's been a second
that
too.
Happened. It was good.
Yeah, let's stop talking about 3D. Let's talk about Inception. Exceptional good.
Inception theories.
Yeah. It was an exceptionally good movie.
It was.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
And it's better. It's one of those rare movies. Better the second time. But the only reason why is because you actually understand the first half of the movie. I mean, it's not like it's hard to follow the first time. You just don't understand the rules of the dream world the first time you see it until about halfway through. So the first half of the movie, you're kind of like learning along with the character. I forgot her name.
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
Yeah.
Well, I know the actor.
She's got.
Name.
She's
I
got
don't
a,
know the character.
She's difficult name.
Juno.
It's Juno. Ariadne.
Ariadne. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, no, it was a really great movie.
Who was the daughter of, like, the Greek god who created the labyrinth that the Minotaur was in?
Yeah, we all got the, reference.
See what they did there.
I see what they did.
See? Christopher Nolan knows his mythology.
Yeah, he does.
Also a movie to see, listeners.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites this year. It's not my favorite.
Now, would it have been better in 3D?
Everything's better in 3D. Titanic in 3D coming out next year.
Oh, Titanic 2.
Yeah.
No, James Cameron's redoing Titanic in 3D, and it's coming out next year.
Oh, great.
Oh, really?
I actually read an article on internet.com from a scientist saying that 3D is actually bullshit.
Internet.com. I'm going there right now.
Yeah, go ahead, just punch in that, I think it's the top story today. So,
wait, you're right. Yeah. And this also says,
oh my god.
Website's mostly porn.
Wait, why does it say? What does he mean? It's mostly bullshit. Though?
It's not real.
It comes out of a cow's butt.
Guys, I'm going to internet.com right now. Internet.com, the network for technology professionals.
It's my homepage. Make it your homepage. Just control D that shit.
Apple. It's Apple D, okay,
well,
buddy?
Well, I use a Mac too, but I live in a Windows world, sadly.
He's facing reality.
64 seriously cool iPhone applications. Who doesn't shorten that to app? Can the x86 just keep going? 8 great uses for old wireless routers. Trash, 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 trash. Oops. Don't hire that. Desktop Linux, great for the environment, bad for economy?
Yeah.
Gosh, it was a great website. I'm so glad.
Well, I got to listen to some of their Chase.
What's a webcast? Is it like a podcast?
No.
But it's on the web.
It's nothing like it.
It's not on a pod.
Right.
It's on a web.
You don't need an iPod to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting some webcasts from internet.com, guys. Pros and cons of security as a service. Why the benefits outweigh the risks. And it's got a picture of a lock on a keyboard.
Sounds friendly and informational.
Yep. Staying on top of IT threats and out of the headlines. Man, I want to be in the headlines.
All right.
Wait, hold on, guys. Requirements to consider when looking at ITSM tools. This is an important one for all you gamers out there. I don't know why, but it is.
It just is. Don't
question.
If you're going to get some webcast this year, go to internet.com, download their webcast.
If you want to get some sort of information this year, go to
internet.com. This is definitely the website to go to.
If there's one place that you need to get information from, it's internet.com.
Kind of it's the internet's homepage.
You can get certified in PMP.
Ooh.
Premenstrual something.
These sound made up. PMP, CISSP, MCSE, like really?
I use that online.
NCIS.
My whole website is NCSS, MCSE.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I code it in that on Notepad.
Wow, that's a little too advanced for me. I write it down on a piece of paper and I scan it in to paint.
Yeah.
To paint.
It's just image, and then it's just JPEG files.
Yeah, and then I write the code down on.
Oh, and then OCR text recognition it.
Yeah. No, I just scan it in to paint and I upload to the web, and somehow that's how.
I do most of my web design in Word.
Magic.
Anyway,
that's how you get all those cool fonts.
I need Clippet's help.
Let's get back on that 3D.
What about 3D?
Word can do 3D.
No.
It's, yeah.
No.
You click the little
say it ain't so. Button.
Guys, if you go on Photoshop, render in 3D is a pretty advanced feature.
CS5 got some nice features. So, anyway, what do you guys think about 3D in general? Do you, let's start, do you like things better in 3D than in...
I like living in a 3D world.
Well, that's good. At least we know you won't kill yourself.
Yep. It's not like Flatlands.
Right. That's a good movie.
It's a book also.
It is. Dumbass. But it's also a movie.
Good for
you. But it's not in 3D.
Yeah.
No, but I like Avatar was great in 3D. Toy Story was great in 3D. All of them.
It's good in 3D when it's made for 3D, right?
Yeah, or I mean, it does,
because
3D animation, like, 3D animation, it makes it look, it gives it more depth than like a regular movie would. I don't know how to explain it, but if you watch Toy Story 3 in 3D, it's really impressive.
But I mean, they had 3D in mind when they were making the movie. And then when you have something like, because The Last Airbender was terrible with 3D.
That was a great movie. But I think Toy Story 1 and 2, when they redid those in 3D, they turned out just as
did
well.
Did they do those in 3D?
Yeah, came out last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
But when something's already digital, isn't it easier to manipulate it to make it 3D? Because in that case, they make everything 3D, right?
Mm.
Or most of the things.
I would think it's probably just as difficult as a regular movie.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's as difficult, but like the difference between when you have a 3D plane, when you're using live action, they use stereoscopic cameras, right, in order to make the 3D effect.
Oh, you're talking about you're talking about actually filming in 3D, then?
Yeah,
yes.
If it's filmed, otherwise they just like fake the depth on it.
They fake the depth by putting CGI in it.
Right.
And but when the movie isn't geared towards it, like if it's animation, the whole movie has to be revolved around trying to get that effect to happen.
Yeah.
If you're doing a live action movie and then you're just adding things that are going to be 3D, it's just sort of like cutting and pasting certain things. I get that impression.
Yeah, like Alice in Wonderland, that was a big 3D movie, but that wasn't filmed in 3D.
Yeah.
It was all done after. But the 3D looked pretty good in that, I thought.
But see, like, but that's the problem too, is like, I think I heard like Avatar, like a lot of people complained that it just looked like shit because like the CG, like it was all 3D after the fact.
So, Avatar?
The
Last Airbender.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever.
So that was, and the thing is, you also need more. I think you need more light.
Yeah, and they messed that up on
Avatar.
There's certain
requirements that.
Did you guys see The Last Airbender?
No, not yet.
Because let me tell you, it's the greatest movie. There's this great scene where Aang.
Avatar.
It's not Avatar.
Yeah, they don't even say Avatar, do they?
No, they call him the Avatar. Like, really? You're going to go change the pronunciation of a word we already pronounce every day, pretty much? We talk about that movie.
Did they change, like, every character's name, too? Yeah. Right? It's like, instead of...
Sokka.
Fuck that shit.
Anyway, the movie's terrible. But there's this great scene where he's... for those of you who haven't watched the cartoon, in the cartoon, the airbenders, or the earthbenders, they have to use their bending technology. It's technology. They if they use it, like the earthbenders have to be by earth, like dirt, to use their magic on dirt and throw it at people. In the cartoon, they are in the middle of the ocean. That's how they're held hostage. In the movie, the earthbenders just don't bother fighting back because they just don't feel like it.
Well, that's kind of not true to anything because the earthbenders were warriors.
No, and then Avatar walks in, takes a little 8-year-old kid coming in and he goes, "Earthbenders, you are a brave and proud people. You gotta just throw some dirt at them. Come on, guys. Everyone just get up. Get it. Come on. Let's do it." And then everyone's like, "You're right. This little kid's right."
Was there a slow clap?
There was a slow clap from me in the theater. And it was just so, so bad. And the thing is they decided, like, it's a kid's movie, so they couldn't have too much fighting. So, like, all the overthrowing of the Fire Nation in the middle part of the movie, all they do is throw stuff at them and the guys run away. They never, like, defeat them or ever really fight them.
Nice.
So the and best all thing...
The... I'm sorry.
Go proceed.
No, all the bending, like, katas that they do, like, all the moves, take... Like, half the movie is watching a kid do some dances and then, like, a little bit of CG dirt or water will fly around him. Like... And it's so ridiculous. And there were some scenes where they just show him dancing again, and all my friends would start laughing because it's like, are you going to really show this again, these kids? Like, they're like 8 years old, and they just dance around and throw some water. And spoiler
alert.
But
who doesn't want to see, like, wet 8-year-olds dancing?
But the thing is that's like the majority of videos I watch on my own.
Right.
Oh. So
I just don't want to pay really, $10 to go see it. Is what you're saying?
If I'm not making them wet,
right?
Then you know it's not as exciting.
So the best thing that's happened, I think, in any recent time that I can recall, is actually last night before Scott Pilgrim.
Oh
yeah,
I was just going to mention this.
Yeah, there's a trailer for a movie called Devil.
Oh God!
And
did everyone laugh?
Everybody in the theater burst into this riotous.
But it wasn't even just that. It was okay. M. Night Shyamalan.
Everyone's into it.
No,
until
M. Night
it says
Shyamalan's
from
name.
The mind of M. Night Shyamalan, and it's just like everyone.
Everybody's like, "Come on, man!"
Everyone dies laughing. It was the best thing ever.
That's pretty funny. There's one more thing about Last Airbender, though. There's this great scene where he at the end. All these Fire Nation ships are coming towards this castle or the ice castle.
The Ice Kingdom.
I'm just going to spoil a lot of the movie because I want to talk about the movie because how terrible it is. And they're all like to show them that he's really the Avatar. He uses waterbending powers and makes a tidal wave come up. And you're like, oh man, he's totally going to kill all those boats with his tidal wave. And then he just puts it back down.
He does not.
No boats damaged. I don't even think they got a little bit wet. Like, no.
Well, they were just in the water, so they must have gotten a little bit
just
wet.
The bottom, not the tops, though.
Right.
And, like, he just showed them a tidal wave, and they're like, yep, we're done.
That's the airbender right
there. That's the real deal.
You know what? Fuck it. We're out
of
here.
Yeah. And it was so confusing because both sides of the battle in the end were wearing almost the exact same uniforms, and I couldn't figure out who was on whose side.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also this part. I don't know how it's done in the TV show. I haven't watched the TV show.
The show is really good.
I've heard. It's on Netflix. I might watch it sometime. But I like I said, I don't know how they do this, but there's this girl, this ice princess with white hair.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Does she get wet?
She's soaking.
She does get wet.
Anyway, so Sokka is in love with her.
Yes.
And there's this part where it turns out she was born dead. Which
yes.
kind of doesn't
make sense.
They call
that stillborn.
Yes. But her parents prayed for days, which kind of is disgusting because that means they had a
by then dead... the decomposition process.
Yeah, I know. But then this
she was frozen. Dead and frozen.
Okay, here's the it just doesn't make any sense. So
it makes perfect sense.
The water fish spirit gave her a life-granting wish, and it brought her back to life. And then, but then her hair turned white for some reason.
Right.
So then there's a scene where they go, and the bad guy finds the water fish, which is just in a pool of water, just hanging out. And it's like a spirit. And he just kills it, right?
Yep.
And then the waterbenders lose their abilities.
Right.
Because he kills this fish.
Well, it's because the moon gets covered. Hold on.
No, yeah, yeah. Whoa. But then, about 20 seconds later, the girl goes in there and lays in the pool and gives her life essence back to the fish.
Right.
And then the fish comes back to life and problem solved.
Yeah.
For one thing, as a dramatic device in the movie, there is about 20 seconds where there are no powers for the waterbenders. It is less than a scene's length. So there's no, you never think they're going to lose.
There's like no conflict then.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, there's like it wasn't no that suspense. Long in the show either. It was probably and only like a minute.
Like an episode?
No, not even that. It was like literally a minute where and they didn't
here's
have
my big thing. Why can't the fish just bring her back to life at that point?
Because she sacrificed herself. She's gone. She's the moon, man. She's the moon spirit.
No,
that, but that doesn't make any sense. If the fish is back alive, the fish didn't have to give his life to save her in the beginning. Why?
Unless the fish gave half her life to give the girl her whole life, and then when that other half was taken away, he got a half life.
It doesn't make any. It really doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. No, it really doesn't make any sense. But it's a fantasy movie, so we accept it for what it is.
Basically, look, the fish didn't want to see her end up on missingangels.org.
Look, it's M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Dingong, whatever the fuck his name is. And, you know, his movies don't make sense.
Yeah, and he got the worst performances out of actors I've ever seen in a movie.
He got bad actors.
No, not no, just no, bad no, actors. No, no. He got the in worst Avatar? Performances.
Oh,
no, no. Okay, so there's a difference between... Okay. Clint Eastwood had bad actors for Gran Torino, and yet they still acted pretty well, and it was a great movie.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan is just a bad director.
Yeah.
He might have gotten bad actors, but the acting wasn't the main problem with the movie.
Yeah, so on the whole, go out and see Last Airbender. It's a great... ask for one ticket to Last Air Buddies. And tell him Matt sent you, and they'll give you a special discount. If that actually worked, that'd be awesome.
That's a pretty good discussion on 3D.
If they're like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
go see it in 3D. Death. I forgot. Well, I don't know. What are we supposed to? Here's my main thing of 3D. Home. I don't even think 3D in the theater is whatever. It's gonna happen. Like it or you don't. It's around.
Yeah.
Here's the problem: is home 3D.
It's gonna happen. It's already happening.
Justin Timberlake uses it, so it must be cool.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So,
and another guy.
Between the break, Sony like approached Nintendo and like they want to do a partnership of some sort because you know Sony has these huge expensive 3D TVs that require, you know, $100 glasses for everybody who's watching. Then Nintendo comes out with the 3DS. So, of course, Sony wants to
get in on that.
Yeah. They want some of that.
Well, I mean, that's the main problem, is not only the glasses, but the fact that you have to have glasses for everyone. Like,
mm-hmm. And then for some people, it doesn't work because of like their vision, or maybe somebody's even, you know, I've got a friend who can't see with one eye, so you know.
Yeah. And who wants to wear glasses to watch TV? And you can't do it for a long period of time. And it's not something that you can have on in the background. It's such like an active
and the glasses are ridiculously expensive too. Yeah. That's the worst thing. They're like $100 a pair.
Right.
I thought they were just even at 50. You know, even if you were dropped...
No, they're more than that.
It's still
more
too much.
Yeah, even at that rate, it's way too much.
There's no reason to have 3D in your home. Like, it's not... It doesn't sound fun at all. Like, TV is a relaxing experience for me. I'm not like, let me throw on another pair of glasses over my already there pair of glasses.
Do you guys think that 3D is
a gimmick, or do you think it's more than that?
It has a it has the possibility of not being a gimmick, but the way companies handle it, it probably is going to be a gimmick. There was a
in the beginning, like, color was a gimmick, right? Sound was a gimmick in the start of cinema.
It depends where the there's a lot of factors involved, though, like the cost benefit.
Here's the main thing, though. For sound and color, you didn't have to wear special, like, people could hear before.
No, but
that.
there was still a cost benefit to it. I mean, until the cost was driven down enough so that enough people can buy it. So if the glasses can be as cheap as $5 or $3, people will adopt 3D, no problem.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about cost, I mean, the majority of people don't even have HD TVs yet.
I'm starting to think HD TVs was a mistake. And I think if they... Because at least with 3D, you can... At least with 3D, they're selling something that's more tangible. You can see 3D. Like, something is popping out at you. With HD, what they had to do is they had to put it up right next to a regular TV and say, HD is better than regular TV. And the quality is better, don't get me wrong, but it's not as big of a jump as, say, going from black and white to color, or even from going from color to HD.
Or going into the next dimension.
Well, that's the thing.
The fourth dimension.
Well, the third dimension, you dumbass. Mm-hmm. You fucking idiot.
But the thing is, my main point is that 3D is a gimmick as far as you have to use an extra thing. Like, there's no way to do 3D unless you have a special screen like a 3DS. But then still, the screen has to be tilted the right way. You can't move your head a certain way.
Well, I think when they do it for the 3DS, it's not going to be a problem. Because it's a personal system.
No, but we're talking about movies. We're not talking about
3DS. That's the thing. I mean, I think unless they come out with holograms somehow, it's not going to be...
Yeah, it is a gimmick, and people keep going, well, people's sound was a gimmick, color was a gimmick. Yeah, but we see in color, and we hear stuff all the time. No, I don't walk around wearing glasses, so shit will jump out at me.
Defend 3D. I was saying that in conjunction with, like, what Alex was saying in the beginning, that if the movies originally kind of thought out and shot with the intent of it being 3D, then it has a potential to not be a gimmick. It has a potential to become, like, to extend the art form of cinema.
But then you have
cinema.
A movie like
but then you
The
have
Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, or
no,
Piranha
sure,
3D.
Sure, you have it, but as for the future of cinema... I keep seeing these people in, like, movie discussion boards who will say, like, oh, well, you're just not having an open mind. It's like sound or color, and it's not.
In terms of movies, it is. In terms of cinema.
In terms of technological advancement, yeah.
It isn't. Because it requires an additional factor there that it's...
No, sound and color. Also require an additional factor at the time.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you had to put audio into a moving reel, and you had to have
suddenly
it.
Suddenly, you needed speakers,
and you had to have it sync up with the actual video. That is
no.
That's how
no.
That's a big. At the time, it was a big improvement. At the time,
okay. Well, Matt,
I see both sides here, and there's a miscommunication. Matt is saying that. For the end user, the consumer.
On the person watching the thing,
right.
There's no difference.
Sound and color are... They can see that already. They don't need anything extra.
It's intrinsic.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, the filmmakers surely do.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so Matt, what happens when the 3DS technology is widespread? And so, like, we have TVs like that where you don't require glasses.
Which is good, but they still require a certain viewing angle.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't think...
They might iron that out, yeah.
No, if they can iron it out, that's great. But I'm just saying that as far as 3D goes now, it's not anywhere near approaching sound or color as something that can even be widespread.
Well, in terms of movies, I think it could be widespread. There's certain media that it works for where if you go to a movie theater and you pay a couple extra dollars to watch it in 3D, audiences are willing to do that. That's not a problem. It's when you have to actually buy it. Like for television, it might be a huge issue because you have to pay $100 for extra pair of glasses so that the person there gets the full effect, or any effect really, right? Because if one person is not wearing those glasses, they're not going to be able to see it at all. They can't even see the image. Right. So in terms of at least like the 3DS, I could see it definitely working. It's a personal system. It's a small screen. No, even if you have to tilt it a little bit, it's not that big of a deal. And a lot of people who demoed the technology said it wasn't a big deal. That it was actually, it worked pretty well, in fact. For movies, it will work because it's a personalized thing. You pay a little extra money to see a movie. But for television, then it gets a little bit more difficult. For Sony, it's going to be an uphill battle. How the hell are they going to have it so that you have 3D gaming? If you have, gaming is more than just one person in many of these cases now. Is it going to be really a viable option? Are you banking on gamers really dishing out that much money to really pay for the system, to get that full effect of the system? Or is it going
to
be a gimmick?
I think what it really comes down to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just think that, you know, we already know that gamers are not willing to pay $500 for a video game system or $400 for a video game system.
Did you say they're not willing to do
that? The mass majority of gamers are not willing to do that. The mass majority of gamers. There's a reason why Sony and Microsoft...
Mean not the hardcore gamers that were at launch.
He's
saying everyone else.
Everyone else.
The people that still don't have 360s or Wiis even.
There's a large population of people that waited for the PS3 to drop to $300. The sales didn't really pick up until they dropped it to $300. And now it's starting to actually pick up a bit and do pretty well. So... to say that you're going to have to put another $100 down for one guy to be able to see what's on the TV screen, along with, you know, you're paying $50 for, well, it's another $100, let's say, or $150 for like the Kinect or like the PlayStation Move, it gets to be a little bit expensive. And the whole reason you want a large TV is so that everybody is there to watch it, not just for one person to just be sitting there playing Uncharted. I mean, that's what I got the impression of.
And everybody else gets a headache.
And everybody else gets a headache, and nobody else can use it unless they.
And the other thing is that everyone can see a movie. Everyone that can hear a movie, but not everyone can sit down and watch a 3D thing at all.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A significant portion of the population can't see in 3D or it causes headaches.
Right,
which is a problem, and everyone, if you watch it too long, it causes headaches. So,
but I think so. How did it? Well, I mean, because it's polarizing it's actually the polarized lenses prevent light, certain types of light from actually entering the eye. Right. I mean, that's how the
yeah.
And so that I mean, I can see where the headaches are coming from.
That's why I said science. Our internet.com. It's bullshit. It was on
there. No, I think 3D is a cool idea. As for...
It's not ready.
It's not ready, and I don't think...
Unless are we ready? Some,
well, the thing is, the reason that you have introductions of this kind of technology now is so that it does become improved. You introduce these things to the mainstream. Even if they don't hit it mainstream, you hope that... people will tweak the technology enough so that eventually it becomes affordable or useful, and then people can actually do something. You know, people can make 3D more of a widespread thing and more appealing to the general public. So I mean, it's the technology is actually exciting. I mean, I personally, I haven't actually dished out the extra money to watch a 3D movie because I'm
really?
I'm a fucking cheap bastard.
Not one.
But. Wow. But I can understand the appeal of it. I'm really excited for the 3DS, for example.
Well, because you're a Nintendo fanboy.
No. If Sony had done the same thing, I would have been like, wow, I'm going to get the next PSP.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the DS... I was saying, like, I think the 3DS is going to be a freaking...
Yeah.
Maniacal.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane. I'm thinking...
It's going to explode.
Yeah. I think it's going to be huge.
It's going to beat the Wii.
There's like the rumor, I think... Or what was it confirmed, or was it just the rumor that... No, yeah, it is confirmed that it has the two cameras on the outside.
Yeah.
So that you can actually take 3D pictures. Yeah. Like, that, to me, that alone is like, I think, going to pioneer a new format.
Yeah.
I think the biggest worry with 3D is it has to do with that personalization, right? How is everybody going to perceive? Because ideally, you want a large audience to see the same thing at the same time, and you want it to be affordable enough that that could be possible. So 3D movies, that's possible. But like television, let's say we're talking about, you know, console games in general, it's going to be fucking impossible. I don't know how people are going to pull that off. I mean, how?
They're not.
Unless you start, it's gonna fumble. I mean,
it's gonna flop until there either is a TV set that can do it without glasses. You know, it has to come. It has to. The technology is like this is the bleeding edge. Is like what we can do now.
Well,
and it's gonna get better. It's just, you know.
You know what I was just thinking. What may end up happening? I think Sharp is the company who's developing the 3DS screen. And they've, you know, it's the same technology with the 3DS, but they've got, I think it's a picture frame where it displays three different images by, like, splitting up the light. So, you know, you view it from the left, it's one image. You view it from the center, it's another image. You view it from the right, it's another image.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that maybe what could happen, I think this would be really cool, is that as you move around the TV, you get an infinite amount of, like, different angles. So, you know, if you're looking... If you're on the very right side of the screen, you know, you're looking at the left side, you could see something that maybe the person in the center can't see.
That's
going to
be an awful lot of images, though, right?
Holograms.
I mean, that's
the capture technology is going to have to meet up.
Right.
I mean, like, I think one of the most genius moves on the 3DS was the depth slider.
Yeah.
For me, like, that's, like, the idea, like, okay, so this thing could potentially cause you headaches, or, you know, you might not be seeing it quite right. You know, you can actually tailor it to your... own personal preference. Like, well, that I think is what makes it.
Here's the thing. Nintendo knows how to do their gimmicks right.
Yeah.
You play a Wii game that's by Nintendo, and you're like, you know, you can pretty much play this just like, besides like Wii Sports, you're like, you could pretty much play this like a regular game. You're using the controller like a controller. And all their most popular games, like all their most... like their broadest games, like Super Smash Brothers and Mario Brothers and stuff, you play those like a regular game. You don't have to use the motion controls. You don't even have to use the Wii controls.
I mean, even with Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers, they actually integrate the motion control in there in a really non-obtrusive way.
Yeah, exactly. And Nintendo is now making a 3D thing at the same time Sony is. It's a system with 3D, but you can turn the 3D off if you don't want it.
Well, and
right.
You just go ahead and play it like a it's got games on it that you want to play.
And some companies may opt to not do the 3D just because the processing power is so much higher.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Does the fact that you have the option to turn off 3D kind of say something negative about 3D in itself?
What it says is that it's still a gimmick right now. It can be used in cool ways, but if you don't want to use it, you can just make a game. If there's not an interesting way to do it, why do it?
Yeah.
Just like if there's not an interesting way, companies still don't get this. If there's not an interesting way to incorporate motion into your Wii game, then don't use motion.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a game. You have a controller there.
Same thing with the movies.
Yeah, you don't. Well, yeah. There's a reason why Inception, it's still a great movie. Wasn't 3D.
In
3D. There was no
right.
Although I could see, you know, I could see it. I could.
It
would have been badass.
It would have. It probably would have looked great.
But you don't. A romantic comedy does not need to be in 3D.
No. Oh yes, it does.
I would love to see Katherine Heigl in three dimensions.
And Gerard Butler.
And Jerry Butts.
Oh my God.
One of my favorite actors. Yeah.
But there are occasions when you do or do not need something, and like Matt said, it's the same thing with games. Let's put it this way: probably the worst use of 3D in a Nintendo game, or the roughest, has been
the Virtual Boy.
No, I mean not 3D. I mean for the Wii, in terms of like how they've used it poorly. The worst is probably Twilight Princess, just because
they're
talking
about motion control.
About motion control, yeah.
Okay.
And that's actually not bad at all. Like, that's really well done. if you use it properly.
No, it just isn't very creative.
Well, it shows like you can have high quality with it. There's other companies that have tried similar things and they just don't. They haven't been able to even pull it off really because they don't invest the time to actually say like, oh, this is what we can do with it. There was somebody who wrote something about I forgot who it was, but he said that there's a really big danger of making gimmicks for movies, and I could see this happening for the game industry also. Where if you make poor quality 3D movies, the audience is eventually going to realize, like, this is just really shitty. Like, we have to pay an extra $5 to get into the movie anyway, and the movie prices are already high. Why the hell am I going to go to see a 3D movie anyway then?
Well, did you guys see Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think that, I don't remember the 3D, like, at all.
Yeah. I mean, the visuals were good, but I don't think the 3D really added
anything.
Honestly,
even same with Avatar.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to ask, is like, has there been a 3D experience that you have thought has, like, really added something like that?
Avatar, are you kidding me? Avatar. And yeah. Toy Story 3, I really enjoy the 3D in Toy Story 3, especially during that opening cartoon.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see Toy Story 3?
It's good.
I'm a bastard.
You guys didn't see Toy Story 3?
No, not yet.
Josh did.
Yeah.
What is wrong with Josh? You're my new bestie.
I'm a huge Pixar fan, I go see 3D movies all the time.
Oh, well, I see pretty much every movie, just in general.
You're a high roller.
I'm not a high roller.
You pay the few extra dollars to get in and see that movie in 3D.
I do.
But then you could also see, like, Pixar is an example where when they really pioneered 3D animation.
Yeah, but they're forced to do 3D because of Disney.
They're forced to do 3D, but the idea is that the company philosophy is when you have something new, take the time into actually making it a good product.
Exactly.
So when you see something like Toy Story was breathtaking. When it first came out, they really invested the time into it. There were a couple other movies that tried doing 3D animation, and it came out like shit because they were just like, oh, hey, we could do a 3D movie, or we could do...
Let's jump on the bandwagon.
We'll just jump on the bandwagon.
There's been recent movies that have done this. Still.
There's
a ton of them.
Yeah. Dogs.
And
Battle for Terra.
Oh, God.
It was like the worst movie I've probably ever seen, and it was, you know...
It was that bad?
It looked worse than it looked worse than the Clone Wars TV show.
That's sad.
Movie was this?
But Battle for Terra. It was just awful. All
right,
this is a movie?
Yeah. It's a 3D movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, Pixar makes really wonderful movies, 3D or not.
Yeah, and then...
Like, those scripts could almost be just filmed, and they'd still be great movies.
They could just shoot the paper.
Well, I'm saying they could film this movie, you know, according to the script and storyboard.
Oh, they could fucking animate it in
what
two
I mean.
Dimensions.
It's a good
do you think,
movie. Yeah.
Do you think if
movie.
they wrote the script in CCMS and then filmed it would make a website?
Yeah, you'd have to put it through Word.
Would it be 3D though?
You'd have to put it through WordPerfect.
Oh, 3D websites.
Yeah, you'd have to put it through WordPerfect though first.
3D websites.
Oh, well,
3D websites. Man.
Yeah, nobody thought of this before. And,
ooh.
Genius.
Sounds like you got a cash cow there, Matt.
I know. Somebody.
So, Matt, I'm curious, like, what made the experience different with Avatar and Toy Story?
Depth instead of stuff popping out at you. Oh. And they were made for 3D, and you could tell.
But, like, did the depth really make that much of a difference?
In Avatar and Toy Story. Well, Toy Story, it made it feel more real to me. Like, it made it feel even more like it was a real space that I was looking at. And Avatar as well, but, I mean, it was obviously some of it was real people and stuff. But I thought both of those movies were really fantastic visually. But
well, like,
one of them was a fantastic movie.
I can't speak for Toy Story, but for Avatar, like, I think for me that was probably the best 3D technology I've seen. And probably, like, I agree with you in that, you know, it definitely had depth, and that, I'm not sure if I agree that it added something, but, like, it bothered me when things were out of focus, it lost the 3D effect.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the edges of screen, the screen particularly, that kind of also lost the 3D effect. Or, like, you know, you're so far back that you can see the entire screen as well as, like, the curtains and, like, the seats down below you.
That is true, that things in the background sometimes lose effect. And that it was really jarring in some scenes because,
yeah,
you know, in like, the jungle where there's a lot of stuff happening in the background.
I was just going to say.
It always looks 3D, like, the 3D effect is really strong, but then in scenes like thinking specifically of the scene where all the people are like gathered in the mess hall and in the briefing scene as well in that same area, when it's people and you know what people look like, you can so tell when they're not in 3D and all the backgrounds start to look really flat.
Yeah. I personally didn't really like Avatar in 3D, but that could be because of the fact that I got stuck in like one of the front rows and it was just 2 hour headache.
Yeah,
it sucked really bad. Although I'd like to go back a little farther and say that one of the best movies I think that handled 3D was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which was before.
I haven't seen that in 3D.
I saw that in 3D and it was really fantastic.
Yeah,
I didn't see it at all.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I don't watch animated movies besides Pixar movies.
And Avatar.
You mean the last? No, Avatar's not low. Whatever.
I was recently my friend's phone. My friend got that phone that comes with Avatar loaded on
Droid.
It.
Or not the Droid. The Samsung. Yeah.
The Samsung Vibrant.
He was showing it to me last night, and when you're watching Avatar on a small screen, it looks like a video game cutscene. Like as great as that computer animation is on a big screen, when you're watching it on a phone, it looks like a video game cutscene. And I thought it was funny how it loses
its
effect.
In a bad way, right?
I mean, not a bad way. It looks like a really good video game cutscene, but it definitely doesn't look real anymore.
Okay.
It looks like a cartoon.
There's a...
And I thought that was funny, because I thought it would look more real the smaller you get, because...
Right.
You know, you... But it looks like a cartoon.
This might be...
Avatar weirded me out. Like, when I saw some of the first trailers, and honestly, I thought that what they were saying was that the whole movie was, like, CG 3D animated, not live action.
Yeah.
Like, some of the live action, like... looked like plasticky and fake. Specifically for me, it was like Jake like rolling his wheelchair and like coming.
I know.
Real
when he first gets off the boat.
Yeah,
or the ship.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't look real. It looks...
And that guy in the walker, and there's specifically one other guy with a face mask on, and I'm like, are those guys 3D? Those guys look really fake.
So I'm saying, like, it confused me.
I was really confused by that trailer too.
Yeah.
But it carried over into the movie.
Yeah.
This is a little bit off. Well, no. I mean, it's on topic, but it's a little veering it a little bit differently. Is there? I can think of some advantages of making a 3D game. Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear it.
So, I mean, the big one is, especially when you're playing a 3D game, it's very it's often difficult to see how deep you're going. So let's say you're jumping from one platform to another.
Right.
It's very difficult to tell just because the lack of depth perception makes it difficult to the lack of depth on a 2D plane makes it difficult for you to see in that 3D world how far you have to actually jump out. So so unless they really help out, like it's alleviated. Developers have alleviated it in different ways. So for like Mario Galaxy or any other 3D Mario game, the jumps aren't like ridiculous. They're sort of easier to like handle, and there's not as much punishment. Or when you have a game like Prince of Persia, you have a mechanic that actually flips you backwards. So if you fuck up, you can you go back and try again, right? Can anybody think of any other really distinct advantages of having a 3D game, especially for in a 3D environment?
I mean, I think that's probably the only one I can think of.
I mean, there could be a nice level of immersion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not the same. Like, if we're talking like 3D in the sense of like a VR kind of sense, like that would be the kind of the ultimate immersion. If you're playing, say, you know, Halo, and it's been like Halo 3D, it's like a re-release or whatever, and it's, you know, just 3D Halo 3, like. 3D. Like, you would have, you know, I don't think it would add anything.
No, yeah. And that's the main thing, is that when we're getting so heated about this, but the ultimate thing is just like, it's just like better graphics for most of the thing. It's just like, oh, it looks nicer. Guess what? Still not any fun to play. And that's probably what's going to happen.
That's the worst thing, too, is that the graphics actually do decrease in 3D because you have to double the more processor power used. Double rendering. So,
yeah, guess what, guys? I bet Killzone 3 is going to be just as not fun as Killzone 2.
Killzone 3D.
Yeah.
Killzone your mom.
Killzone 1 was one of the worst games I ever played.
What?
What?
Huh?
Killzone sucked.
Oh.
What do you guys think about, like, 3D GUI?
What's that?
Like, rendering goo in 3D? Yes. Like, I think they can do it.
Yeah?
Sure.
Like, Flubber?
I think our goo processors, if they were wanting to make Flubber 3D.
Flubber, yeah.
They're gonna somebody call Robin Williams. Oh, Jumanji 3D. Guys, just think.
No, but like, okay, so Alex, GUI is like, you know, the stuff that's on the screen, like all the icons.
Graphical user interface. Oh, okay, yeah. Also known as HUD.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're thinking of a HUD.
I didn't know GUI, so maybe. Yeah, but what do you guys think about that?
3D GUI.
Like, because I hear.
What's the point?
I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like so many games now, like a lot of my favorite games that have been coming out, are diminishing their HUD is so much.
Right, that's true.
You know, I love Dead Space. HUD.
Red Dead Redemption has that mode where you can turn the HUD off.
Really?
Yeah. It's called survival mode. You can turn the HUD completely off. And then you can also if you put it on hard and then turn the HUD completely off, I guess.
They want a 3D HUD?
He's
just posing this what.
Well, because
to me, you know. 3D is kind of striving for a better sense of immersion, but then you've got, you know, these things that shouldn't be there, just kind of floating.
So you're saying, like, the game itself is 2D still, but the HUD is popping out at you.
You want something like the Iron Man, like, the helmet, like, you see, when you see his face, then you see, like, two layers of different lights.
That'd be cool.
Because... I mean, if you do something like that, it'd be really cool. I mean, ideally, your HUD is as minimal as possible, right? It's as unobtrusive as possible.
That's where it seems to be going.
They don't want it to be fucking like a CNN ticker. Like the fucking, they don't want the screen so filled that because you get too much. There's.
But like CNN, Wolf Blitzer will have Will.i.am on, and he'll be in 3D. And you always have Will.i.am in 3D in the bottom of your screen. How cool would that? Would you play that game? What if it was in every game? What if just you bought a PS3 and it's like a new feature for PS4?
Will.i.am
in the corner of your screen at all times, and when you're watching a movie, Will.i.am's there. And if you're in the PlayStation Store, he's like, "Hey, buy that new Black Eyed Peas album. Come on, you know you want it. I'm a bee on your TV. Will.i.am."
I gotta say, that was good.
I would take it back to the store.
I would return it and get the Wycliffe John.
Yeah.
You know, because not only is he going to be a musician and actor,
he'll be president of Haiti. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
3D.
a threeper.
Yeah, I'm just really excited about the possibilities, you know, like if you get Team Ninja on that 3D Pokies.
Look,
like
I mean 3D boobs.
Yeah, telling you, Grope Hero.
You know, I wonder, I was just thinking about this. Could you do, I don't even know if this is possible. What if you were playing a game and they did something really weird visually and made only like some enemies 3D, or a game where the world gradually became 3D as you played it? Would that be possible?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
That sounds cool, and I'm waiting for someone to try that. Get on it, game developer. Adam, you're going to be a game developer, right? Can you
try to make
that game?
We're all game developers. Yeah, we should do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All of you guys. Can you guys work on that project
for me? We're all digital media kids.
Not really.
Well, you...
I don't do that.
You'll do the music. You'll make the music in 3D.
Can the Gamer Grubbers do the theme song, though?
Yes, Gamer Grubbers can do the theme song.
Get Woke?
Matt's.
Oh, okay.
Fiction band, the Gamer Grubbers.
The Gamer Grubbers.
Yeah.
Gamer Grub?
I'll
Gamer Grub.
Gamer Grub theme song.
Okay. So what else? Is there anything else?
I think that's it.
I think we've fully explored the possibility. If anybody had any question about 3D, I think we've answered them all. But if we didn't, send us an email to WTPodcast@gmail.com. We'll answer them next week.
There you go. Yeah, no, I'm kind of curious as to what like our listeners think about this.
So. I hope we still have listeners after we've taken.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be nice.
Roundabout ways.
We'll get new listeners. I think our listeners probably aged too much. They're probably, you know, by now.
They're probably, oh my God, they're 16-year-olds now.
They're probably, or 15 and a half at least. So need to corner that younger market.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You got to trade them in like clunkers. Like
yeah, there you go. Listeners for
cash for new listeners. I don't know.
This sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Reader mail. Let's see. Where do we start?
Oh, here. Younger bro. Make sure Alex reads this one. Here, Alex. I'll post this in the chat so you can read this.
Which one is this?
The younger bro. From Mario Luigi.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, let's start with...
no, this is the first one. The other ones we've already read.
Well, I don't want to read this.
Yep, I looked into it. Alex, you have to read it.
He specifically asks for you to read it.
Read it exactly how we wrote it. Yeah, remember we already read the Pig Crust DS one.
Yo, WTP, yeah, right. Sorry about... wait.
Read it! Exactly as
you can
written.
Do it.
Yo, WTP. Sorry about my last email. My little bro was up at 12 texting you. Guys, anyways, what name would you recommend for a young band suiting up for the fall? Thanks, my brother, for hooking me up. Anyways, I also had Alex read this. He had more of a black guy. So thanks again. Nicholas, a.k.a. Nicholas G.
Nika!
Okay.
Well, thanks, Nicholas G, for writing.
Christ.
Yeah, no, our readers are illiterate, or listeners, whatever they are.
We just had a conversation about this earlier.
We did.
About how much we hate.
Of how much we hate people that can't spell, or how much I sound like a black guy.
Yeah, yeah. Alex is definitely the black guy.
It's called netiquette. Learn it.
All right? Not D-I-S for dis.
Wait. Netiquette is like Netiquette is a short like a shorthand for Connecticut.
No.
Yo, man, I'm from Netiquette. Nobody talks like that.
Yo, I'm from cunt. Netiquette.
There you go.
What up?
That's
my bitches.
All right, next email from Dustin says, "Hey guys. In retrospect, after hearing my email read back to me on the podcast, I realized that my last letter might have come off a bit harsh. So I would rectify the situation by saying that Matt isn't that terribly unfunny, but more like the Dane Cook of the group."
That's worse, yeah.
And before I go any further, I would like to formally acknowledge Nick, who is clearly a vital asset to this well-oiled machine. Haha. All jokes aside, I come bearing gifts. I notice you guys have some sound clips that don't get used very often. I like your Super Mario or Zelda sound effects. I think your sound clips could really add to the show if you used consistently and in a timely manner. With that being said, I would like to expand your library by contributing a sound of Olivia Munn. It's something... Do you know who Olivia Munn is?
Of course I know who Olivia Munn is.
Good man, okay. It's just something me and my coworker put together. It would be pretty funny if you guys played this clip whenever Olivia is brought into one of your conversations. I think you guys will really like it. Enjoy, current ZWP listener Dustin. So I'll put this in post.
No, please don't. This is really stupid.
I got to put it in at least once.
No,
he sent it in to us. We don't get anything.
It's really stupid.
What is it?
For one thing, it's from Olivia Munn, who's a.
It's this. Wait, listen.
Well,
hold on.
The listeners can't hear it.
She says somebody's gonna come on her face or something.
Well, just ruin it. Why don't you?
You know.
How do I? Oh,
great. That's my. iTunes.
I think all girls should let a guy come on their face.
Anyway,
not her brightest moment.
I'm pretty sure they put that together themselves.
I don't think she actually. Okay, here's the thing.
No, she'd say something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past her. But
Olivia Munn should be shot to death.
Anyway, all right, go kill. Hey, mans. Okay, so I think you should maybe change UR podcast.
Fuck this guy.
To maybe vid games or VidConcast or video games. The game. Or the best friends podcast feed. Video games.
No,
or
featuring Street, video games.
Or Street Fighter. Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the podcast, or Zelda title podcast. Thanks for listening to my suggestions.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, by the way, Ekin, I be on your shows, guys. I would be awesome guest. The only problem is I don't have a microphone. Well, thanks. Bye.
Bye, as in B-U-Y.
As in purchase.
So,
wait.
One requirement for being
I just
on
looked
the
show. Up, his email is from an Indian email.
Nice. Yeah, so maybe about he has an excuse.
I was wondering about this banner ad that's in the email.
Book any domestic or international
the email,
if
you
have, from Gmail. For minimum 2 nights and get 25%
It's probably
off.
Just a really intricate spam letter.
EasyGo.com.
Man, they're getting so specific.
Now.
They're listening. They listen to your podcast.
They listen
now.
To the podcast, then they write individually the
right.
spam email.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad. If
See,
you're
that's
really
why
from...
he said bye. Thanks, bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Subliminal.
A fucking hotel
there you go.
At an international place.
Nice try. Go kill me.
Go kill. If you're really from India, that's really cool. Can you please? I'm sure you're one of two people with electricity there. Could you please spread this? Like, invite people back to your house.
I'd like to just say that
on.
I'm a Nigerian.
We could be an international like
invite friends back to your house, right? Charge a cover at the door.
Oh.
To which you use to buy a microphone and a
and
ring,
then,
so you can spell.
And then. You can be on our podcast. You'll be our number one guest.
I think there are instructions online on the how to build a microphone if you cannot buy one.
Yeah, you can make one out of a speaker. We did it. We can make a speaker out of plates, not a microphone.
Whatever. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Guess what?
That's all the mail we got.
Guys, hurry. Here's the topic for next week. Since we
if you're listening, hurry and send in an email. Maybe we'll get to read it.
For real.
since we're on top of Olivia Munn, who's the hottest gamer chick? Is it Olivia Munn? Is it Felicia
Jessica
Day?
Chobot?
Mm. Is it Jessica Chobot? Is it...
Jess Chobot
Felicia,
is pretty awesome.
Felicia Day is pretty good.
They're both good. Between the two, though...
I don't know. I ran
Manjaw
out of people.
Morgan, maybe?
Oh, Morgan Webb.
I'm actually pretty big into Blair Butler.
Oh,
G4,
Blair Butler is pretty
she's
hot.
She's amazing,
Which one is she?
She's their comic book geek.
Oh.
So if I don't like it when she talks about UFC, because I hate UFC.
Yeah.
Oh, poor baby. Anyway.
And I don't like the fact that Attack of the Show exists.
Oh, I love Attack of the Show.
It's the worst show.
Attack of the Show.
I hate Olivia Munn. I want Olivia Munn to get shot. If she gets
What do you think about Olivia Munn on The Daily Show?
I don't know, but I hate it just because I hate her.
You don't watch The Daily Show, do you?
I'm not going to watch it anymore.
You're too cool for it. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So thanks for emailing us. Guys, if you want to email us, you can do that at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Check the email one more time. Make sure.
Check
no
the email one more time.
Anything
right.
else in.
Let's see. Nope.
No
20 more emails.
Oh, my God. Where'd they come from?
Chase.
India.
Chase is the best one. It's this one says.
Yep.
I'd give him a handy.
It's from Chafe.
And this one says, Josh is my new favorite member. What? How did they get that?
That's
I don't know.
I told him to email real quick.
That was nice.
Oh, they did it.
Anyway. Guys, we've got a Facebook page. Mm. You can find it at Zelda WT. Or it's actually Zelda Working Title Podcast on Facebook, then Zelda WT Podcast on Twitter. And also we've got a board, that's zwtsocialboard.proboards.com.
No, just ZTP social board.
Oh, yeah. Now that it has a title. You know, I was 6 years back for a second there. Sorry, guys.
ZTP social board.
It is the Zelda titled podcast.
It is. Yeah. It does have a title now.
What's oh, title? And you know what? You guys should Toilet go look paper. Up right now. Everyone who's listening to this, go look up the album teaser video for... our new mine and Nick's new album, Baby Teeth.
That was actually really impressive. I enjoyed it.
If you go, just go Google search or go YouTube search Baby Teeth album teaser, and you will get, you'll have the time of your life on YouTube. And then after you're done with that, go YouTube search Daughtry covering Poker Face, which is the best because it combines my two favorite things.
Once you're done with that, check out missingangel.org.
What are you soliciting?
And then internet.com.
And then
internet.com.
Anyway, I think. Oh, wait.
I hear some ticket.
Yeah, it's Alex. He wants some.
What the hell is missingangel.com? I'm actually typing it in right now.
Go. Yeah,
wait.
Go.
Let me Wikipedia this first.
It's dot org.
It's not a shock site.
It's .org, right?
It's .org. Missingangel.org.
Not .com.
.org.
Okay, we're done with this. WTPodcast@gmail.com. Send us some emails.
Fighting Stillbirth, the destroyer of dreams.
Wait. I don't want to see this.
Missing angels are babies that die before birth. Wait.
And they give them names
and
stuff.
You're a terrible person.
You are missing angels.
Don't do it. Alex sees this kind of stuff all the time. He does this to babies.
Yeah. So this is nothing shocking to him.
Right.
Is dressing up the baby and making it look like it.
So they're just dead babies that they dress up.
And take pictures of.
What the fuck? Oh, my
God.
Oh, this is not so bad. What's so terrible about this? Here, let me send you. Yeah. Here, I'll send you something.
Please,
awesome.
We're done. Good night.
you're a horrible person.
All right, guys.
See you guys.
Sorry for the huge wait in between episodes. Hopefully, we'll not let it happen.
Yeah. Well, it's not like any games were released in the last 2 months, like StarCraft II, and that's it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, guys.
What?
Hold on.
What are you gonna send us? I don't want to see this.
You've seen this before, probably.
It's a Harlequin fetus. Yeah. Okay. Screw this. Good night.
Goodbye, guys.
Wait, can I show you one more?
No.
All one right. more.
No.
See the one.
No, don't do it. I'm holding the computer.
Go look at it on your own.
It's my computer.
Time.
Yeah, but I'm holding it.
Okay, well.
You're cutting this part out, right, Adam?
Press stop.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Chase.
Wait, one more.
Good night.
We are going. We're going to see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.